Hi, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap, Let Light Unite. And this is August 17, 2018. We are almost out of summer. And it's also UPRN Radio. Well, I don't know if you have noticed how cray-cray it's been out there in the world lately. You know, the poor Earth is just really, you know, out of balance. There's so many directions to go in, and, you know, I don't know which one to give attention to because so much needs attention. So tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to do some energy work in a light circle, and we're going to do one, a big pig light energy circle, which I haven't done for a long time, for the Mother Earth and all the light forms on her. And we're also going to give some attention to the harp and breaking it down. And again, when I say harp, I don't mean the musical instrument. I'm talking about the instruments, the military instruments, and the installations that are put together to screw with weather, create earthquakes, send out hurricanes, whatever. So they do, and as far as I'm concerned, when people say, oh my God, climate change, and I'm going, oh my God, how about the harp messing with our weather and our weather patterns? So we're going to work on breaking that down. Now, I also, before we start the energy circle, there's something I want to share with you. Now, if you listen to my show, you know I live in Hawaii and I live on the Big Island, and that's where the active volcano is. There is an app, and you might want to write this down. It's called Windy, www.windy, and it's a red app. And on that app, you know, it shows you all kinds of weather, but it also shows you what the SO2 level is. And if you don't know what SO2 is, that's the sulfur level. And, you know, the volcano, when there's a lot of sulfur in the air and you breathe it, it can affect your lungs. And you're not getting oxygen to the brain. So, you know, people get angry. You kind of go brain dead more than what you normally would. So you mix that together with all the radiation that's in the air from Fukushima and all the other nuclear plants. Oh my God, you know, we really need to give this some attention. Now, because of the active volcano, I've had to get some air purifiers, which is my whole point. I'll get to the Windy app. So on this Windy app, it also shows me daily how bad the sulfur is in the area on the island. And then you can take that app and actually go around the whole planet and see how bad this SO2 level is on the whole planet. And I'm telling you, it is awful. Everywhere you look, you know, it's bad, bad, and oh my frig, it is awful bad on the planet. We are not getting enough oxygen to the brain, and if you've noticed people getting crankier, well, you know, like I said, add that to the high radiation in the air, and yeah, you're going to have people really cranky and angry and not themselves. So what I want to suggest to you is go get an air purifier. Now, all I can say is my personal experience, and it has made such a big difference in my life. Now, there was one night after the volcano went off, and this was, maybe about, 25 days into the volcano. And I'm sitting in my house, and it was a Sunday night, late at night, and all of a sudden I started choking because my throat started filling up with phlegm. And it was really bad. I could hardly keep my lungs clear that night. So, of course, I did a big dose of vitamin D3 liquid, and that really helped clear it up. But I also ordered an air purifier. When I got the air purifier, And I swear within 15 minutes in my house, my lungs started clearing up. And I was able to breathe that night without choking on phlegm. And of course, ever since I've had the air purifier, I've been breathing much better. And all I could think of is, oh my God, I should have done this years ago. But it's all learned by doing. So I'm sharing with you that it doesn't matter where you live on the planet, except, I don't know, maybe some really dense places in Africa. Seriously, there are just a little few pockets in Africa that are really clear. Get an air purifier, and they're not that expensive. You know, mine cost $90 through Amazon, delivered, and to Hawaii, that's pretty good. And I have it for a 400 square foot house. I also have the air purifier, I think it's called Therapure, but I can take out the filter, clean it myself, instead of having to go out and buy a new one and put it back in, which I thought was really great. Also, everything that it took out of the air, any kind of toxins and chemicals and paint smells, and I'm thinking, God, if it does all that, then it can take the sulfur out of the air, and it is. So I just wanted to share that with you. And if you can, you know, go down and get one. It's part of the Earth Kit right now. All right. So we're going to do some energy work. And, you know, it's there's times when I read something and I've got to be technical. So I'll read. And I've written what I call power prayers. And I need to be very, very specific. And then there's times that I ad lib. But when I ad lib, I do it with my eyes closed, because watching me on a video throws me off sometimes. And, you know, I just want that information to flow through me, and I don't like to get sidetracked. And when we're doing the work, you should be doing it with your eyes closed anyway. And I'm just going to ask that you do some really creative visualizations this time and imagine it happening and see it in your mind's eye. And we're going to manifest this quicker. Now, like I said, we're going to work on the harp, and then we're going to do one big earth bubble. And I'm going to cram as much as I can and gloss on many, 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 many different things that's affecting the earth. And we're going to really work on strengthening the earth and helping the earth pull her energies back so she can move with divine intelligence, which is what we want. And to be able to counter anything out there that's coming from frequencies or the harps that's making her do things that she really doesn't want to do, that's not in balance, in her balance. So while we're going through this, I'm just going to ask that you can do some creative visualization. And if you got a crystal, go grab it. And if you've got some selenite, oh my goodness, this helps you take white light and ground it for the earth. And when I've been doing the work, I've been holding it. And oh my God, it really does amplify what I'm doing. But even, you know, something like this little amethyst crystal, and it's just a chunk. A piece of it, you know, that just holding it in your hand while we're doing the energy work is going to amplify what we do. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You know, it could be a small crystal, doesn't have to be anything really big. I just happen to have the largest crystal in Hawaii, and if you can see it behind me, it's my 1,000-pound Alestial Earth Keeper. Who I call Ela, and she amplifies all the energy work that, you know, we do on radio, and I do four nights a week elsewhere. Also, just to remind you that mark your calendars, September 22nd, 3 o'clock Pacific time, we're doing another Quantum Leap World Enlightenment. And for 1 hour, we're going to chant divine enlightenment and anchor it to the earth. The more people that participate, and the more people, you know, if you can pull groups together, we can really propel ourselves are into the golden age of divine enlightenment and get us off this Nazi timeline. So that's September 22nd this year. So mark the calendars, get some groups together, and, you know, let's do it. I should be doing it on public radio, on UPRN radio. Joe has graciously allowed me to have the hour to do a World Enlightenment program for that day, which I'm really grateful. So we really can make a big difference. And that's a Sunday. All right. So for 1 hour on a Sunday, asking that you participate and really help me anchor divine enlightenment to the planet. And then if you want to do more energy work on Facebook Live, Mondays at 4 o'clock Hawaiian time, which would be 7 o'clock Pacific time. We call down divine enlightenment and anchor that to the planet and then this timeline. Tuesdays is Fukushima Tuesday, which I give the radiation report and kind of give an update on nuclear news. And we do energy work for the planet. And then Thursday is climate energy Thursday, where we work on Mother Earth. And, you know, the North and South Poles and, you know, the Mother Earth and all the elementals really, really need our help in maintaining their form and remembering what they're here to do for. What they're here to do? Okay. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And again, you know, for those that you're actually watching live video, you should be having your eyes closed anyway when we do the energy work. But if you're going to watch, you're going to see me with my eyes closed, and I sometimes just let the hands flow and go. Okay, so for those of you that are going to participate, I want you to put your feet flat on the floor and, you know, sit down comfortably. And I want you to put your hands in your lap like you're going to receive right now. And actually, when we do the energy work, you can put out your hands, palms outward, and send energy into the work we're going to do. So I want you to take some gentle deep breaths and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So you breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. Now, as you're doing that, I want you to imagine this golden cord coming from the top of your head, going past the stars, all the planets, and connect with the Mother, Father, God, and feel that incredible divine high healing energy come pouring into your body, flow all the way down your legs, out your feet, into the earth, down your arms, out your hands, down your spine, and anywhere that you're out of balance, I want you to allow a little bit of this healing energy to go to that spot and just kind of percolate there. And just stay there and raise the energy and help release any of that discomfort that you might have. So now in your mind's eye, I want you to imagine you're sitting in this huge stadium. Got people to the right, people to the left, and we're all connected through our heart chakra. So in your mind's eye, I want you to hold their hands and feel that divine energy flow down you again, down your arm, your right arm, out your hand, into the person next to you, and feel this energy just circulate and go in many, many circles. And we're all attached through our heart chakra. And in the center of the stadium, we're going to put this huge, huge Earthkeeper crystal to amplify the work we do. And of course, we're going to create bubbles of light over that with our energy work tonight. So now as this energy flows to the right, we call to all the gods and goddesses of light, past, present, and future, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light on the planet, the Aborigines, the Kahunas, the medicine men and women, air, earth, fire, and water, all the angels, all the celestial beings, all the cosmic beings, we invite you in. amplify our energy work tonight. And now allow this divine energy to flow through your left arm to the left. And as the energy flows through the left, the circle is closed. So only that which is light may enter. Now we ask the trees to join us and to take this energy and send it into the heart of the earth so she can recharge and regenerate and move with divine intelligence. And out through the branches it goes, so all of humanity, all enlightened beings, all life forms can feel this really high positive energy and help spark that divine enlightenment in them. So we call all the crystals, all the rock stones, minerals on the planet, all the earth keepers to lock into our earth keeper in the center and amplifier work over 100,000 fold. We call all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisk pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock into this divine circle. And I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God, that everyone that participates receives a healing tonight, and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done, so be it. So take a deep breath and release their hands. And we're going to create a bubble of light in the center of the stadium. And in the bubble of light, we're going to place all the HARP stations all over the planet. And they are many. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to come forward with your sword of blue flame to cut all ties to all HARP programs on the planet, wherever they're located, and cut all ties to every piece of equipment of the HARP program from whomever or whatever created you, no matter what material you are made of. Rock, mineral, plant, animal, extraterrestrial-based, anything. As the ties are cut, I call the violet flame through all these elementals in the HARP programs to cleanse and purify their energies of all negative vibrations they've taken on. See the violet flame transmuting and repurifying this energy back to light. We fill them up with the energy of the angel light to heal them. We now reconnect these elementals to the Creator, seeing them fill up again with God's pure divine love. Now we command them to be neutral, to not work, to break down, and to keep breaking down. We ask the angels to go forth and direct some of this energy to all the weak spots in the HARP machinery and have permission to bend metal or move any loose wire that helps break the machines down, doing so in a way where no one or anything will be neither hurt nor harmed. We ask that all computers connected to the HARP program start breaking down and all the information on them goes invisible, as well with all their backup systems. Now we're going to surround all this electrical equipment with such high energy that anyone that goes around them can't function, goes dyslexic around the equipment or when they enter the building. So we call to their higher selves of all the people working on the HARP in any way and ask that they now also become confused, forgetful, and dysfunctional. Again, as soon as they enter the gates, imagine everyone working on the HARP locations think the HARP locations are haunted, finding reasons to transfer out of the program to programs that are beneficial to humanity or go into the private sector, being replaced with no one. We again call to Michael the Archangel to remove, and Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, all the cosmic beings and the Creator to cut all ties to all artificial plasma in the atmosphere that was HARP reptilian created that creates a mirror. As we cut the ties to their masters, we call the violet flame through all the cells, atoms, molecules, DNA of this plasma to clean it up. Now we reconnect it all to the Creator, filling it all up with much divine love. We command it to be neutral, or no longer function. See the plasma breaking up and neutralizing itself. Let it not be able to form any square or ring frequency patterns. We place a mirror in front of this mirror to return all signals and frequencies back to the HARP stations. As this is done, we see all the HARP equipment imploding on itself. All computers connected with the HARP overloading with this energy that was sent back, causing many overloads. And see in the computers the ones and the zeros flipping. Flip, 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 flip. We also ask that this also is done for all those supercomputers and the die wave. The computers that are going into other dimensions and bringing back, who knows what they're bringing back. So we're going to send energy into the very heart of their computer chips and see it fill with enlightenment energy. And see it only be able to pull in enlightenment energy. No matter what they do, they can only bring back lovely, awesome, wonderful things that can help the planet. Or nothing at all. And if they can't bring nice, lovely things back, see those machines breaking down. We command the elemental kingdom, the bees, snakes, flies, ants, birds, fleas, all bugs and mold, dust, microorganisms, to infest all the HARP and the die wave electronic equipment. We also cut the ties to military buoys connected to the HARP stations and their dark masters. We command that these buoys be contained in a circle of cement with a lead overlay to jam all frequencies, placing all these buoys in a position of harmlessness. We command the Goddess of Truth to bring up all knowledge up to the people that can put these HARP facilities in a position of harmlessness. As the HARP facilities break down, we see all life forms reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened, spiritual, divine, happy beings. And we see the Mother Earth putting herself in divine balance and moving with divine intelligence. So fill this up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So now we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to place the Mother Earth. And I want you to do some creative visualizations for me while I'm doing this and really imagine this happening. And now I'm going to go what I call Stevie Wonder, and I'm going to close my eyes and just allow this to flow. All right, so take a deep breath. And again, we're going to create another bubble of light in the center. And in this bubble of light, I want you to imagine in your mind's eye the Mother Earth rotating gently. And as she's rotating gently, we're going to call the energy of heaven to surround the Mother Earth and permeate every cell, atom, molecule of every life form, going all the way down into the Earth's DNA, going all the way down into the very, very heart of the Earth. And see that divine energy just gently accumulate there. And as this energy circulates, we're going to call the violet flame through the Mother Earth to transmute any energy she's taken on that's not hers, to transmute all the chemicals, all the radiation, all the pharmaceuticals, and all the dirty oil that has been put back inside her. So very in the very, very heart of the Earth, I want you to imagine the Creator putting the spark of life there, and that this energy is going to meld with the energy of heaven on Earth. And as it comes together, see it just gently spin. whatever correct direction the Earth is spinning. And now it's going to send off energy to all those spots where the Mother Earth has had her minerals taken out of, the oil, the water. And it's going to fill her up, and it's going to be a very pink energy for healing. And see this divine energy going to all those spaces, the empty spaces in the planet. Now, as that's filling, we're going to call to the Mother Earth and ask and give her permission to take back all the energy from everything that's been taken off the planet, all the minerals, the water, the gold, wherever it's at, whether it's been out in outer space, on other planets, wherever it's being misused. Now we're going to help the Mother Earth take this energy back. So we're going to take a deep breath, and as we take a deep breath, we're going to pull that energy back and see it go back into the earth, into those spaces where it was taken. All right? So take a deep breath. And as we exhale, that energy goes back into the Mother Earth. Take another deep breath. And she's pulling more of her divine energy back into her. We're going to take one more deep breath and feel her pull more of her divine essence back into the Mother Earth, into the very heart of her. So we're going to ask that this energy integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with all the cells, atoms, molecules in the Mother Earth going all the way down into her DNA. Now this energy that's in the very heart of her, we're going to see it expand and just fill her up with this very golden, golden, divine healing energy. Now, as that's happening, we're also going to call down a golden solar energy and imagine that covering all the pyramids, the domes, the obelisks, all the sacred spots on the planet. And that golden solar energy going into all the grids, ley lines, meridians, into the Earth's plates. And as it's coming down from the Creator, it's also going into the Earth's grids. And as it goes into the morphogenetic grid above the planet, so we've got golden solar energy again above the planet, coming down, covering all the sacred pyramids, domes, the obelisks, and going into all the ley lines. And this is such a high vibration energy that it's helping and it's sparking people to awaken and helping them, giving them that little spark that they need to reconnect to the Creator and become an awakened spiritual being. So as that energy is just circulating around the planet, we're again going to call to the violet flame to blaze through the Earth's plates and through the fault lines, and through any area on the planet where she's got a lot of energy built. And we're going to ask the Mother Earth to release her energy through the violet flame. And if she's got to move and groove, which she does, we're going to ask that her moves ratchet, so it's gentle, loving, and kind. So see the Mother Earth just gently going back and forth. If she's got to release energy in that area in a very gentle, kind, loving way. And we're also going to send the violet flame through all the volcanoes everywhere on the planet. And if it is, they are awakening in an artificial way, We're going to call the violet flame through the lava and command that lava burn its energy out through the violet flame, and that she calms down, that they all calm down. Whatever is for the highest good of the planet. Now allow this divine healing energy to go from the earth's surface toward the center, and as it does, it neutralizes again all toxins, all pharmaceuticals, all radiation the Mother Earth has taken on above and below ground. And again, as this really high divine energy hits and comes to the very center of the earth, see the Mother Earth really recharge and regenerate and reawakening and moving herself with divine intelligence. And now let's send this energy up through all the waters and imagine it going up through the ocean's floor, recharging and regenerating all the plankton and all that little critters on that level. And now see this energy coming up and going through all the earth's coral reefs. And as the energy is going through the coral reefs, we're going to ask the Creator to put the spark of life back into the coral reefs and see them come back to life. See them flourishing with all kinds of sea life. So now we're going to send this energy so it surrounds all the sea life. And we're going to violet flame everything, every living creature in the water to transmute any toxins, poisons, pharmaceuticals, radiation they may have taken on. We're going to ask that they all reconnect to the Creator and that their divine blueprint for perfect health is activated. And see them become healthy again. We're going to send a white noise through the ocean and all the waterways. And it's going to neutralize any out of balance sound in the water, including any sonar. And we're going to send such a high intensity and follow that sonar to all the sonar machines so they break down and they implode. But doing it away, no one was hurt or harmed. And, you know, that they just got to go back to dry dock to get fixed. Now imagine this energy that we're sending through the water, helping the water circulate so it becomes and back to its proper balance. I want you to imagine millions of huge bottles of pristine oxygenated water in the oceans and the waterways. And, you know, they're 10 miles long, 10 miles high, 10 miles wide, with everything in the bottles that the sea life needs to live. And now we're also going to ask the sea life and the angels to guide the sea life where they can go to the sanctuaries and be healthy and survive. And we're going to command the water elemental to mirror these bottles of water and see the water elemental coming back to life and becoming clean and pure and pristine. Now put your attention on all those places in the ocean which they've declared dead zones, but it's still water, but it's water that it's forgotten what it's supposed to look like. So imagine these pristine bottles of water in those dead zones, and we're going to command the water elemental to mirror those pristine bottles of water and see the elemental water elemental coming back to life in those zones. Ooh. All right, now we're going to send energy through the North Atlantic Current. So it keeps flowing, and it's the way it's supposed to be going and flowing at the speed it's supposed to flow. Now we're going to call the Mother Earth to release microorganisms into the from the bottom of the ocean. And anywhere there's an oil spill, especially the Gulf of Florida, Alaska, anywhere where there's oil been spilled. See these microorganisms cleaning it up. And taking that energy and creating something beneficial for the planet. So now let's give some quick attention to Fukushima. We're going to call the higher self of TEPCO and the Japanese government and ask that they set their egos aside and that they allow people from outside the country to come in and help them close these plants down safely. And we're going to ask the goddess of truth to get involved in everything they're doing. Let nothing be hidden so we know exactly what's happening. And we're going to send energy to the Japanese people so they have the courage to speak out. And we're going to remove all veils of invisibility around not only them, but everywhere around the planet that's keeping them from understanding the high radiation that is in the air. And so they can help themselves heal and take precautions. And we're going to call the cosmic beings to take this energy, this radiation, and just take it off the planet and do something lovely with it. And then let that energy be replaced with good, pure, clean, oxygenated air that we breathe. All right, so around Fukushima, I want you to imagine it encased in a bubble of lead that's 5 feet thick. Then we're going to put a bubble of cement over it that's 5 feet thick, and then a bubble of crystal over it that's 5 feet thick to help contain the enemy, the emissions. We're going to anchor the violet flame in that area to help transmute any out of balance, any dark energy, any energy from greed that's keeping this plant from being closed down properly. All right, now we're going to send a very, very cold energy up through the North and South Pole, and the higher up the glaciers it goes, the colder it gets. And we're going to ask that anywhere on the planet that there's supposed to be snow, see those snow caps, mountain peaks drawing those clouds to it like magnets, and it snows, and that's giving people down below more water. So we're going to put our attention real quick on all the fires that there are. I'm going to ask Michael to cut the ties with whatever, whoever created it. We're going to violet flame all the fires and ask the fire elemental to now allow itself to be burned out through the violet flame. We're going to call to all the water elemental in the area to release moisture into the air and for there to be a barometric drop in pressure. And that's going to pull all clouds into that area where the humidity is going to become higher from all the moisture being released into the air from the water in the area, and see it rain and help those the fires go out. Now, where there is too much rain, we're going to cut the ties, and I want you to do mind's eye, see it sunny and the sun coming out and the angels pushing that rain to where there is drought. And everywhere there's drought on the planet, I want you to imagine in your mind's eye that the barometric pressure drops. That wherever there's any kind of water in that area, it releases moisture. Let the trees release a little moisture into the air. and see it create rain clouds, and it gently raining so people have water. And we're going to ask that the corporations that are stealing water from the planet for greed are tied and bound and no longer allowed to rape the planet of water for their self. So see Nestle's being tied and bound in their energies and then losing all these free water rights that they have until the planet gets back into the balance. And if they're going to have water rights, it's going to be fair and balanced. All right, now allow this energy to come up and touch every man, woman, and child on the planet. See it go to everyone's heart chakra. Then as it goes to their heart chakra, see it go from there, gently fill up their whole bodies, go into the reptilian part of the brain and close that brain down and opening up the God brain. We're going to ask their higher selves to help them reconnect to the Creator so they become an awakened spiritual being. And given their divine missions and their divine purposes and how they're going to fulfill it. And we're going to fill the light workers up with so much light that they're going to magnetize everything they need to be successful in their missions, in their life purposes, whether it's more divine abundance that they need, or people to work with, or their divine mates. See them just bringing it all to them. And they fill up with so much abundance that they're able to share with others, and it goes out as a ripple effect. And now allow this energy to touch all the living creatures on the planet, the ants, the spiders, snakes, everything that crawls, the bees. See them being recharged and regenerated. See this energy going out to everything wild, all the animals on the planet. See them recharge and regenerate. See this energy going out and touching all the birds and recharging them, the bats. Now send this energy into the very air we breathe, and we're going to send extra energy into all those molecules in the air that eats up pollution. And as that energy eats up more pollution and eats up the SO2 level, we're going to ask that it split and this new molecule eats radiation. And see the skies clear. And we have wonderful, sweet, oxygenated air to breathe again. And now allow that energy to go farther into the ozone layer and see the ozone layer getting very, very solid as the holes are closed. And now see this energy going even farther, going into the satellite belt. And see those satellites that's not being used for the benefit of humanity becoming magnets and just kind of drawing the space junk to them. And see them being knocked out of orbit just enough so they don't work. And if they got to come down, let them come down in ways that they will not be hurt or harmed. All right, now let's send energy even farther to all those planets up there and that are awakened, that are helping us go into the light, and we bless them. Now I want you to fill everything up in this bubble of light, all life forms. See the heaven and earth energy just surrounding earth and shimmering, you know, like a rainbow. All these beautiful colors touching people and all life forms and giving them the color that they need. to be happy and healthy. All right, let's fill this up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. Give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Steve Bannon, Steve Miller, all the Nazis. And if that includes all the Republicans and so be it, if that includes Putin and Trump, then they're all going in this bubble of light. Anyone that's doing satanic work, see them in this bubble of light. And we're going to call the Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any energy that they've taken on that's not theirs, from anyone on this planet, to cut any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals they have done to each other, to the planet, trying to create power for themselves. And we're going to call the violet flame through all that energy to clean it up. And we're going to release it back to God. We're going to call forth Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to all satanic work that they do. And to remove any demons that have attached to these beings. And as those demons are tied and bound, we send them back through the violet flame to clean them up, back to God, and fill that space up there with an angel of healing and peace. And we're going to cut all ties between the groups so they can't communicate with each other very well. And if there's a lot of infighting, then so be it. Let them turn on each other, see their plans, and everything they do fall apart. We're going to ask all dark energy be removed off of them. That's keeping them from connecting to the Creator, to become an awakened spiritual beings. And again, as all that unwanted energy is removed, we're going to send it through the violet flame. We're again going to call the violet flame through all these beings. And we're going to ask them to step forward in light that they choose not to, which is their free will. We're going to ask their higher self and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness, and whatever that means. And that could mean that they could simply lose their job because nobody wants to work with a Nazi, or they're public shamed because no one wants to be around a Nazi, or they retire. So we're going to call the Goddess of Truth into everything they do to bring it all up to the surface so nothing is hidden. And we're still in Mercury in retrograde. And we're going to ask that everything that they've tried to do in the past, that they've tried to hide, just come to the surface and let it be known and let all their plans fall apart. Like it's Mercury in retrograde on steroids. Okay, so we're going to fill this up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. Thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right. So again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, I want you to put in there everybody that you know that needs healing. Family, friends, relatives, people you don't like. And we're going to call and ask Michael to cut the ties to whatever is called, created this dis-ease in them and out of balance. We're going to ask the violet flame blaze through them and just release all that unwanted energy that no longer serves them and replace with a healing energy. We're going to surround them in angel light so the angel light absorbs any discomfort that they may have. We're going to ask the angels to send them the healing that they need on the modality that will work the best for them. And we're going to ask that their higher self help them recognize the modalities and that they put them to use and to work. Now I want you to put yourselves in this bubble of light and feel that healing energy just permeate every cell, atom, molecule in your body. And if you haven't put in your whole family, then now do it. All your friends in this bubble, people that you work with, and see everybody hugging each other and getting along and being kind to each other and helping each other. And see all these functional families, joyful families, reforming. All right, fill everyone up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And we give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, that is it for this week. We're going to close the circle, and to close, we're going to do three ohms. So I hope you're going to ohm with me. And, you know, if you were here in my store, we'd all put our hands on the big crystal. And honestly, she just helps everybody chime in together. And we do light circles every Thursday night around 7 o'clock Hawaii time. Yep, I do a lot of light work. This is spiritual overtime, but it's worth it when you see positive things happening on the planet and light going forward and people making an impact, of light making an impact. All right, let's do three ohms. Shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So be it. And we give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So everybody's got a ground, okay? So I want you, if you have the hematite, go hold it. And I want you to feel the earth energy. Put your feet flat on the floor and feel that earth energy come up your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees. And feel yourself now starting to pull back in body, starting to center, become very, very focused. Your mind's clearing up. With every breath, feel more of this earth energy come up your legs. And again, feel yourself ground even more, coming back in body. And again, if you have that crystal or the stone called hematite or even lodestone, that's going to help you ground really quickly. And, you know, if you're still lightheaded after the show, go hug a tree, right? Put your hands on the tree for 30 seconds. And just imagine you're sending all your excess energy into the tree. And then you ask the tree to send you energy back and you ground. You know, it doesn't take that long. But I've had people that have not grounded after the show, and they've written and told me they were like up all night because they couldn't go to sleep. They had so much energy. Now, if you've got a lot of house cleaning to do, or if you want to get some painting done or whatever, and, you know, then don't ground. But I'd appreciate it if you did, because it's a karmic thing. Woo! Boy, that was good. I don't know about you, but that made me a little bit high on energy. So remember, September 11th or 22nd is Quantum World Enlightenment, Quantum Leap, around 3 o'clock, UPRN. We're going to do a really special event and pull in as many people as we can to make it as big as we can, okay? We really want to anchor this energy to this timeline and really propel us into the golden age. I mean, come on. All you have to do is give 1 hour of your life to help the earth move forward. Wouldn't you want to do it? And for those of you that want to do more energy work, again, you can catch me on Facebook, and I do 3 Facebook Lives a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 4 o'clock. And you're all welcome to join and give more energy. And then you can also catch it after on the archives. And I'm going to ask that anybody who watches or listens to the show in the archives, that this energy is amplified over 100,000 fold. Well, I hope your summer is safe. And guys, go get that air purifier. You're really, really going to appreciate it, okay? And oh, by the way, are you looking for a dentist and can't afford one in the United States? You might want to try dental tourism in Mexico. Yeah, I did. Oh, and movie star teeth now. I had 22 crowns put in, 3 teeth pulled, 2 root canals, and a back bridge for under $5,000, and they did it in a week. So for $6,500, including my airfare from the United States, and if you're in the United from Hawaii, it's going to be cheaper if you're in the United States, of course. It cost me under $6,500, and I came back with souvenirs. So it's Sandy Dental, S-A-N-D-I Dental. You can go to their website, www.sandydental.com, and check them out. You know, it's a really lovely experience, and I'm really thrilled. And when you do call them, tell them I sent you, Kathy Bilski. So if you guys want to do an extra soul retrieval or curse removal, go on my YouTube page and just put Kathy Bilski / curse removal or soul retrieval. And, you know, there you go. You can get it. You do it for free, recharge, regenerate. They call it spiritual tune-up time. So thanks for tuning in tonight. And I appreciate you being part of the God Squad. The earth really, really needs our energy and what we're doing right now. So, yeah, I feel very blessed to have you all in my life and all helping. So next week, see you again. Probably do another energy circle to keep it going because we need it so badly, and so does the earth. And remember, we're still in Mercury in retrograde. So if things aren't going right, Mercury in retrograde. If things are falling apart, electrical stuff like that, phones don't want to work, you got communication problems, appointments don't want to come together, you don't want to sign a new contract until after retrograde. I think it's after the 19th, then you want to give it 3 more days. So after the 22nd, you can do that. You don't want to start any new relationships in Mercury in retrograde, but you do want to finish projects, you want to complete projects, and a lot of times people just want to go internal. And, you know, because it's so crazy out there, just kind of have some quiet time. So on that note, you know, remember, retrograde's out there. So you're going to have a lot more patience than you normally would. And that closes the show for tonight. And I bid you aloha. Again, thanks for joining. Kathy Bilski, The Quantum Leap. We'll see you next week, same time, same station, midnight to 1 o'clock Eastern time. All right. Aloha.
couldn't find that email. But she described that video. And that also happened to her at Mary Hardin Baylor with a friend who sent her an essay to proof. So Josie, now this had witnesses. She proofed the essay in front of friends. She's on her phone and she said, oh, so-and-so sent me her essay and she read it over and